My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
The International Monetary Fund looks set to sharply downgrade forecasts for economic growth. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Will Bain in for Victoria Craig. Thanks for starting your day with us. Let's start with the IMF, as it's set to publish its latest world economic outlook in a few hours. And there's no spoiler alerts here. It's not going to make happy reading. The war in Ukraine, soaring global energy prices and more lockdowns in China are just some of the seemingly mounting worries for finance ministers and central bankers from around the world as they gather in Washington, D.C. From where the BBC's economics editor, Faisal Islam, sent us this report.
If there was only one crisis, it might be possible for the IMF to project cautious optimism about the state of the world economy. But there have been two acute shocks in quick succession, the pandemic and Ukraine. The latter is building on the problems created by the former, tripping up what had been a healthy recovery and sending prices rising at an even faster rate. Food and energy bills were already being hiked by supply bottlenecks before one of the biggest energy suppliers invaded one of the biggest food exporters. But now there are new bottlenecks emerging from stringent lockdowns in some regions of China, fears about inflation becoming entrenched are prompting central bankers to raise interest rates. In turn, that is raising the cost of borrowing for the record debts many nations racked up during the pandemic. So all this requires skill and cooperation among the financial powerhouses of the world, another commodity which has been in short supply in recent times.
That's the BBC's Faisal Islam there. Well, some of those worries already being reflected on financial markets as we check the numbers now, where European shares are set for their worst day in nearly 2 weeks as worries about the war in Ukraine and expectations of aggressive monetary policy tightening by the US Federal Reserve, as well as mixed earnings reports, are keeping investors in Europe on edge. The CAC 40, DAX and IBEX are all down by 0.7% to 1% this morning, with travel and construction shares leading those losses in early trading here in Europe. Well, let's take you to Argentina now, where the government there is planning to create an aid program to help the country's poorest people after years of economic turmoil. The plan is to fund the program by imposing higher levies on businesses the government perceives to have profited from the war in Ukraine. The economy minister, Martin Guzman, said big companies that have seen, quote, unexpected income from the war will face an additional tax. Producers and exporters of cereals, such as wheat and corn, are the most likely to be affected. Mr. Guzman said the money raised will be used to help low-income earners cope with soaring prices.
Para la población entre 18 y 65 años de edad.
For the population between 18 and 65 years of age, an income support of $152 will be granted to informal workers. Secondly, retirees receiving up to two minimum pensions will also receive an income support of $101 in May in a single installment.
Well, those proposals do still need to be approved by Argentina's Congress, but just to give you a sense of the scale of the problem, Argentina's annual inflation rate rose to 55% last month. Well, we've referenced those global soaring food prices a couple of times this morning. Well, they're exacerbated by the war in Ukraine, a country which is often referred to as the breadbasket of Europe because of the extent of the world's wheat and maize it produces. Food prices are at their highest level since records began 60 years ago. That's according to the UN Food Prices Index, with vegetable oils in particular seeing huge increases. Ukraine is a major exporter, for example, of sunflower oil. It's fueled, in turn, a cost of living crisis around the world. But many aid agencies have another warning too, that the scale of the Ukrainian conflict and the attention it's receiving globally is overshadowing other ongoing humanitarian crises around the world, as the BBC's Imogen Folks reports from Geneva.
Good morning. Welcome. We are here in Geneva to brief you on the activities of the United Nations
agencies. Twice a week, Geneva aid agencies tell us what's worrying them.
We have quite a few subjects.
On the agenda today, food insecurity in Haiti, violence in Mozambique, the threat of famine in Yemen and Afghanistan. But we journalists are focused on Ukraine. Jan Egeland, now with the Norwegian Refugee Council, knows all too well how one crisis can dominate all the others.
It didn't get better in Afghanistan and Yemen and Syria and the Congo and the Sahel and Venezuela because it got worse in Europe. It got worse in those places. So we feel overstretched, underfunded, overwhelmed like never before.
Yemen is at risk of the worst famine the world has seen in decades, according to the United Nations.
Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the UN has tried to rally support for other crises. But an emergency appeal for Yemen raised less than a third of what aid agencies asked for, another for Afghanistan, only half. The World Food Programme has already had to cut rations to some of the most hungry people on the planet, prompting its director, David Beasley, to make this impassioned public plea.
Don't ask us to take food from the children of Ethiopia to feed the children of Ukraine. We need to reach all the children everywhere that are on the brink of starvation.
Ukraine actually supplies the World Food Programme with grain. Many African countries rely on grain imports from Ukraine too. If that supply dries up, Jan Egeland fears a race for food in which the poorest will lose.
These African countries now have to go on the international market and bid against Europeans and North Americans and the affluent Asian countries in the search for food. This is really a catastrophe for the poorest.
People across Europe may feel helpless in the face of so many crises, but humanitarian work cannot be selective. Our generosity, Jan Egeland insists, has to be impartial.
That's the BBC's Imogen Folks reporting from Geneva, Switzerland there. And in London, I'm Will Bain with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.